8-foot-high paintings of veterans taken from pictures of them while they were still in uniform stand watch from a former theater that now houses apartments and Pop's Place Cafe. Sitting on a bench next to the mural, World War II veteran John Genesta recalls a mission as a bombardier over Berlin.
There were 685 anti-aircraft guns bearing on us for an hour and a half over Berlin. My first mission, there were 36 of us, and 12 of us came back, and like everybody else, scared to death.
The mural project is a work in progress and is the brainchild of Pam Borman and Karen Thorpe. They've hired an artist who does natural realism murals for what the local newspaper is calling the Great Walls of Glidden. Thorpe says for $200 a portrait and $50 a star, people can memorialize a veteran. The effort began in May.
It just took off. I mean, we thought if we get 15, 18 portraits on a downtown wall and 50 stars, we'll be happy. Well, we sold all the portraits right away, and we thought we got to find another wall.
And another wall after that, three total. Co-conspirator Pam Borman says they'll need a fourth. Not bad for a town of 1,367 people. With 69 portraits and 251 stars, they have a waiting list for another dozen veterans.
People are very stressed out right now. This is a way to show some support for the people they love, and it's something positive. No strings attached. Anybody who served, alive or dead, it doesn't have to be wartime, just anybody who served deserves to be honored, and they're picking up on it. They want it.
Borman says they want these murals as a mark of appreciation, but not as a way to glorify war. They want people to remember the sacrifice these veterans made.
There's a lot of people with a lot of bad stories. There's missing in action, killed in action, POWs, the things that they did. They don't want to talk about it because it was so bad. There's so many stories out there that are going to be gone. They'll be gone if we don't get them down on paper now.
Bernard Peter Hansel was a 23-year-old farm boy when he was sent to fight in North Africa in 1943. He says Glidden's story is the story of small towns everywhere.
When I look at the Glidden paper and see all the names for a small town, we were well represented for a little town. We had a lot of people in the Army. This wall is a good thing to show the appreciation of the veterans. No matter what anyone might say, we saved the country.
Dorothy Buhager Wolf lost her husband, Leo Buhager, after 50 years of marriage. He's the fifth one from the right on the mural. She wishes he was alive to see it.
He would have been so proud. He was always proud to have been a veteran.
Do you think there's a lesson, or should be a lesson, for people who look at this wall that you would like people to take away?
They should know what our men gave to our country. Gave up all those years and some of them their lives.
She says they met at a dance right after World War II and she was smitten. More than 60 years later, she can look up at the mural and see that same man now.
What do you think of the likeness?
Exactly. He was so handsome.
Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in the Ashland County town of Glidden.
Yeah. Slept you right off your feet.
He did. He did. Yeah.